Du har en ny podcast. Inkom sommaren 2009 från MSDN. För att lyssna, bara slappna av.
Hi, my name is Alan Smith and I work for Knowit Consulting based in Stockholm. I've been with them for about 5 years. I work a lot with consulting with BizTalk and Connected Systems, and I also work quite a lot with the developer community. So I'm involved with user groups, with doing webcasts, working with blogs and online forums and so on. I actually came into the IT branch by accident. I got a summer job in 95, which was just working for 10 weeks originally, building 3D animations for building 3D animations for science CD-ROMs for school children. And that 10-week summer job turned into a 6-month employment and then eventually became a full-time job. So really my career in IT is just continuing that that 10-week summer job that I took probably about 13 years ago. The things that are new to our job, the things that we're working with currently, I originally started off working with a product called BizTalk Server, when BizTalk was kind of a new fringe product that not many people were looking at. It was just a select few developers who were working with it. And in the past 5 years, we've seen BizTalk Server mature into a project that's being used in a lot of key organizations now. So that's gone on to be a sort of very mature product, very well established. So I'm like looking to focus on the new technologies, and I've been focusing on things like Communication Foundation, Windows Workflow Foundation, technology like that. And we are now starting to see a good adoption of Windows Communication Foundation and Windows Presentation Foundation in projects. So the new things that I'm focusing on now are things like Windows Azure and Windows Oslo, and these various other technologies around connected systems. The thing I like most about my job is that I'm able to have a balance between working with delivering training courses and working with consulting courses. And I always say to people that I've probably learnt more about BizTalk Server from teaching the advanced BizTalk deep dive training course than I have from working on actual projects. I like working in a, sort of an advanced course with advanced students because the questions that you get are really challenging that come up from the students. And it's good to be able to work with people who have some experience in the project and be able to help them to gain knowledge, and also to be able to see the group dynamics when everybody is learning from each other when you have advanced students in the course. I think the challenges that we have in our job is that there's a lot of new technology coming out, which we have to investigate and decide whether we're going to go forward with using it in the project. And it's seeming like the technologies are starting to get a bit more complex and a bit more challenging to learn at the moment. Communication Foundation is more complex than ASPX Web Services. There's more you can do with it, but it takes a while to understand. Windows Presentation Foundation is more challenging than working with it with Windows Forms. So we do have more opportunities to develop better applications, but learning that technology can be challenging as well. And looking forwards, I'm interested in the short term to see how Windows Azure is received into the development community, see how people start working with that. I think there's a lot of interest in that, and it could be very, very popular. So on a personal level, the thing that I'm sort of most interested in, as I mentioned earlier, is the work that I do with the development community. It started probably about 3 or 4 years ago when I started working with BizTalk Server. And back in the early days in 2004, there was no real books available on BizTalk Server. So I started collecting together some blog articles. I think the main thing was that all of the information that was good about learning BizTalk Server was on people's blogs. People like Charles Young and Christoph Klassens were all blogging the information you needed to know about BizTalk Server to build something. And my idea was to take that information and publish it in some form. And I hit upon the idea of basically putting it into a CHM format, which is a format where you can produce some documentation that has an index, hierarchical index, and it's easy to query and work with. And I ended up publishing it on, I think it was called got.net at the time, before that that site went away. And it started to build up some interest. Eventually, when it got popular, I was getting about 1,000 downloads a month and probably about 30 contributors and maybe 2,000 or 3,000 articles present in it. So I like being involved with the development community. I think the publication of the Blogger's Guide to BizTalk led to me receiving the MVP award. And ever since then, I found out that whatever you put into the development community, you get more than that back. You get to know a lot of people, you get to meet a lot of people, make some great contacts, and it really helps you when you get stuck. You've got people who you can contact, people who can give you advice on things, and also to be able to put something back, to be able to help other people to develop who are in the situation that you were maybe in 6 months ago or a year ago and so on. So personal achievements, probably something that's not at all related to technology. When I finished university, I decided to go away travelling for a couple of years and spent 6 months on the north shore of Maui in Hawaii, doing a lot of windsurfing, and then went to Chamonix for 2 years. And it's kind of like my job in IT. I originally was interrailing and had 2 days left on my interrail pass. So I planned to go to Chamonix for 2 days and ended up getting a job at the Vanderham, the youth hostel, where I was staying. And so that turned into 2 weeks. And at the end of that 2 weeks, I got offered a job at a hotel, working in the kitchens there. So I ended up spending 2 years in Chamonix doing a lot of mountain biking, skiing, snowboarding, paragliding, ice climbing. And I think one of my big achievements was climbing Mont Blanc. And I'm scared of heights. And so it was challenging to do stuff like that. But it was very, very rewarding to be involved with that. And so looking forward to things that I'm interested in looking forward to, I'm really, really curious about what's going to happen with the Microsoft's Oslo platform. It offers a lot of promises from the modelling perspective, but there's still a lot of uncertainty. People are a bit confused when they're first exposed to the ideas behind Oslo. And you get a lot of people saying, you know, well, what are we going to actually going to do with Oslo? And we're just now starting to see some good ideas coming out, mostly more from the development community than from Microsoft itself, with some great ideas that people are coming up with this platform. So I'm really keen to see in 1 or 2 years' time, you know, where this has gone and what people are starting to build with that types of technologies. So another thing that I'm really looking forward to is the Swedish summer. I'm now up at Microsoft, and you know the sun's shining outside, and it would be really nice to be out kayaking or mountain biking or something. So with my wife, we're going to go out to the Swedish archipelago, spend some time out there. We've got a little cabin out there, and we're going to take our little canoe and mountain bikes out there, and just spend the time relaxing, getting away from a computer. We haven't even got an internet connection there, so it will be great to be sort of disconnected for a month, and then be back in September to see what's happened over in the past month while I was away, and get back into the development community again. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy the summer, and see you at a user group meeting in September.
Tack för att du har lyssnat på MSDN och Technets sommarpratare. Vi hörs igen nästa vecka på en strand nära dig. Hej.